This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
What the hell is going on?
What do you mean, what the hell's going on?
Something's going on.
I've got somebody who wants to talk to you. If you just put that button up there, go on.
Hello.
It's your gullible mum.
No!
Hello, Scott.
Oh, no.
Who's so gullible? Who's gullible now?
Oh, no.
So for the past, what, 6 weeks, 2 months, you've been going on about how your mum would fall for anything and
yes.
everything, yeah? From you getting arrested, me being stuck in a fold-up bed. Edith got her to put a plastic bag over the phone, didn't she, for cleaning the phone lines?
Yeah.
She had that broken metatarsal in her car, and we managed to flog her three incredibly reasonably priced gearboxes at the time. And then, of course, last week, we managed to convince her that she was going to go on X Factor to sing I've Got You, Baby.
Which everyone thought was very cool.
Yeah. Now, following all of those, my inbox has been full of people suggesting revenge from your mum. One of the ones that doesn't speak has had lots of emails suggesting how your mum could get revenge. So it was only right, eventually, that she got her revenge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you got a phone call earlier, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did.
From a big boss
from
here
one of our
at
bosses.
Radio 1.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Reese here.
Right.
How are you? Have you got a couple of minutes, mate? I just need to talk you through something.
Oh, okay.
We've got
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Right, just a minute. Hi, sorry, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a bit of a problem kicking off at the moment with the press office.
Right.
What have you been saying about Joe Wiley on the show last week? Is there something, the Mad Moose thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we called her, well, she started it, really, by saying there was, she said she wanted to know if people were calling her a Mad Moose behind her back, because there was something in the paper about,
Did you insinuate that Joe had slept with senior management to get her show, though?
No.
Are you sure
Not at
about
all.
Are you
no,
sure
no,
about
no, 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 no. We had a laugh around it, but as far as I can remember, I don't think that we said about... no, because she kind of said it herself. She said, "Oh no, I've not ever slept with any senior management." And we just played that bit out on air, I think.
Okay. Well, the problem is she's not very happy about it all,
right?
And she's kind of convinced that the Mad Moose is actually her. Do you think it's her?
No, I don't know really. I've not heard it before.
Okay. Well, the problem is it's getting a bit worse because she knows Victoria Newton at the Sun quite well.
Does she? Okay, yeah.
Well, apparently she's sold Victoria Newton a story about you trying to get off with her. And I think...
Off.
No. And I think they might be running it tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I think the Sun are going to run this story that you tried to get off with Wiley.
They're going to say in the Sun that I tried to get off with Joe?
Well, yeah, according to... I mean, Joe's already spoken to them, and she said it was after a DJ dinner and that she was staying in a hotel.
Right. No, the thing is, to be fair, we always do get together after the DJ dinner for a couple of drinks or something, because we just generally escape after a while, but...
Yeah, the problem with that is she's told the Sun that you went back to her room, that she went to the bathroom, and when she came out...
She's told the Sun that I went back to her room?
Yeah, and that you were just lying there naked on the bed.
What?
I know this is what she said.
That is rubbish.
Okay, all right, well, this
she's
is...
She's talking...
Well, this is the press office, and she's also, she's gone into quite a big description of you, saying that you've got a tattoo, and it's all
going to... I haven't got any tattoos.
Well, she says that you've got one.
Well, this is...
She says that you've got a tattoo and an anchor with the words Hello Sailor above it. Have you got a tattoo?
No, I haven't.
Right.
Okay. She's talking absolute...
They're probably going to contact you through the press office, and they might want a quote from you as well.
What do I say to that?
Well, it's probably best that you say something like you had a few drinks and that you misread the situation or something.
But I did, but... hang on a minute, someone's coming in, hang on a sec. But I've never ended up in a... I mean, I've ended up in a hotel, but I've never been to a room.
Oh, I think you just need to say...
Actually, no, I did go to a room once, that's not true, but nothing... Nothing like that happened.
Yeah, the problem is who...
She's married, you know what I mean?
I know. The problem is who are people going to believe? It's going to be you or Joe Wiley. The problem is if you deny it, you're kind of accusing her of being a liar.
I'm not going to say I did it because I didn't.
Well, just why don't you just say that it did happen and you're really sorry and it'll all blow over quite soon.
I don't want to say that it happened because it didn't happen.
I just think to
Is she just doing this as a big joke or something?
No, she's not. She's really upset.
So she's so upset that she goes and tells the papers a load of...
Well... That's what happens when people get upset, Simon, doesn't it? Listen, I'll come down and see you in the studio in a bit, all right?
Okay.
All right, mate.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.